From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reaffirmed U.S. support for ally Saudi Arabia as he finished a visit to the country today, saying both Riyadh and Washington continue to share a strong friendship. Kerry said nothing has changed as a result of the agreement the U.S. and five other world powers made with Iran to curb its nuclear program in exchange for lifting billions of dollars in sanctions.
I think there is no doubt whatsoever in the minds of the countries make up the GCC that the United States, as we have said many times, will stand with them against any external threat and defend, if necessary, together with them, against those threats.
Tensions heightened between Saudi Arabia, the dominant Sunni country in the region, and Shiite-led Iran following this month's Saudi execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters responded by storming Saudi missions in Tehran, a move that prompted Saudi Arabia to cut ties with Iran. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China, saying Iran has never trusted the West. Chinese President Xi Jinping is the first head of state of the six-country bloc that negotiated the nuclear deal to meet with the Ayatollah. UN Security Council departed Africa, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza, in which he showed no signs of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force to help ease the political tensions. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people. This is VOA News.